Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today, right smack dab in the middle of the dog days of summer. And we have a big show for you this week. My first guest is a musical legend, a friend of many, many years from the Righteous Brothers. Bill Medley will be joining us. Fatima Silva will be here. She's got a new show on the Investigation Discovery called Reasonable Doubt. And then later on in the hour, the beautiful actress Jenny McCarthy. Next hour, got a brand new season of The Prophet. Marcus Lemonis will be here. There's a comedian that is going absolutely wild. His name is Blake, and all the material is about nurses, because in real life, that's what he is. He'll be here. Stone Cold Steve Austin will be joining us, and then we're going to talk about changes in the workplace with David Cochera. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Never close your eyes anymore. You're living. There's no tenderness like people in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. And that song is the most played song in radio history. And that was told to me directly a few years ago by our next guest. Not only one of the most talented guys in our business, but one of the nicest, too. From the Righteous Brothers, our friend Bill Medley. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks, Rook. How are you?
I'm doing
everything good out there?
Oh, yeah. Everything's been great. It's been a long time since you and I spent some time together over in Branson. We did a thing at the Dick Clark Theater. Then we came over to the Andy Williams Theater. We had dinner, you, me, my wife, and Paul Revere. And, boy, I miss those times, Bill.
Yeah, man. You know what? That Branson thing was really fun. And I enjoyed it. And I got to work with my family and have my family there. And it just it was terrific.
And that Andy Williams Theater is probably one of the best-built theaters in Branson. Do you not agree?
Absolutely agree. Well, Andy Williams was such a pro. And, the sound, the lights, how, you know, it was just done perfectly.
I recall the evening, and I'm sure you don't, but I got to tell this story. Okay, we're having dinner, and it's Paul Revere, the late Paul Revere, who was a terrific guy. Bill, my wife, and I, and it starts to rain, so the cars are parked way far away. So Bill, the gentleman, takes the umbrella and walks my wife to the car, and my wife says, boy, if I only could tell this story to my graduating class, that I'm walking in the rain with Bill Medley while while Bill leaves Paul Revere and I in the back soaking wet. Bill, tell us about the new partnership now with Bucky Hurd, who, of course, was big in Branson.
Yeah, he was big in Branson. And, you know, it's just, you know, and Bucky and I talk about it all the time. It went together so smoothly, and I really wasn't looking to team up with somebody, but I'd had, you know, my manager and friends and a lot of guys and people in the business saying, boy, you should, you know, reform the Righteous Brothers because people want to hear that music. And I went out one night because Bucky and I had been friends for years, and out there, he was one of the first guys I ever met in Branson when we went there. And he started doing a show down at this smaller theater, and he was doing a couple of Journey songs in the show, and I went down to see him, and I didn't know he was that good, to tell you the truth, and because I'd only seen him do, he was one of the Blues Brothers at the Legend show. He was John Belushi.
Right.
And boy, he sang those Journey songs, and I said, my Lord, he just killed them. And I said to myself, well, if I was ever going to do this, that would be the guy. Not only was he a phenomenal singer, and he was heavily influenced by Bobby Hatfield, so he has a lot of Bobby naturally in him, but he was a friend, and he was somebody that I just really liked a lot, and so it just fell in. That was perfect. We sat around the piano, sang a few songs, and I said, yep. I think we ought to try this. If you're up for it, we'll go try it.
He's the luckiest guy in the world to be able to sit across from a piano with you and say, okay, you're part of the team, Bucky. And you know, I don't know if people really realize this, but a partnership like you had with Bobby and now with Bucky is even closer than a marriage, because sometimes you're on the road more with the partner than you are with your family.
Yeah, Bobby and I used to joke about that all the time, that we had a closer we spent more time together than we did with our family.
Sure.
And it's truth, and it's not just spending time together. I mean, you're spending really quality time, you know, and you're going out on the stage, and when you're on stage with a partner, you just really have to trust each other and rely on each other, and it becomes a real different kind of bond, you know. And Bobby and I certainly had that, and Bucky and I, we just finished our third year, and we definitely have that bond. And it's a family.
It's a family, there's no doubt. Yeah. I meant what I said in the introduction about being one of the nicest guys in this business. That is true. You do something on stage, and you did it to me one night, and I thought it was a stroke of genius when you made mention of the fact that after many years, I think the song was Yesterday that was played the most, and then when placement song, You Lost That Love and Feeling, beat it out. You said, I want to thank everybody, including you, Ron, all the people in the radio business. And that was a nice touch. It really is something that people in our business really don't get that very often. I thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, listen, success is never built alone, you know. It's not like they say it, you know. I mean, it takes everything and everybody coming together, you know. Like, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes three villages to keep a career going, and if it wasn't for you wonderful radio folks, it wouldn't happen. just wouldn't happen.
But you got to have the product, and you have the product. There's no question about it. A Grammy winner, an Oscar winner, Golden Globe, and an American Music Award And, you know, pinning the song, Little Latin Loop-de-Loo. Also, My Babe. Is that the My Babe that Elvis did a cover of one time?
You know, I don't know if Elvis did it, but there's I think there's a couple of songs kind of like that are called My Babe. I don't know. I know that a few bands have recorded My Babe just because it's kind of a simple, you know, kind of cool little rock and roll song.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, a regular spot back in the 60s with the TV show Shindig. Wasn't that Dick's production, Shindig?
No, it was, I don't know who. I know that the director, and he probably was his company that put it on was Jack Good. He was from England. Now Dick Clark did Paul Revere's.
What the heck was the name of that? Used to be on in the afternoon. Well, I can't think of it.
Paul was crazy, and the band was crazy, and it was on the beach, and
that
was a great show, but that was Dick's,
That's what I thought. We're going to pause for a second here, Bill, and we're going to come back, but I do want to remind everybody several times during our little chat with Bill Medley, the great Bill Medley, that if you're down in the Florida area, January 15th at the Van Weasel Performing Arts Center in Sarasota, then on the 16th, the Barbara Mann Center in Fort Myers, January 17th, Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale, and then the Sunrise Theater on the 18th of January, Fort Pierce. January 19th, our home of origination at the Disney Theater located at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. And then on January 20th, you're going to be at the Villages. You know, I toured Florida, Bill. I don't know if you knew this or not when we were talking with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs, including You've Lost That Love and Feeling. And I'm going to be over in the Villages, but I'm going to be in Orlando and the Villages to see you on the 19th and the 20th.
Perfect.
And because of the pandemic, those dates that we just mentioned to you will be in 2022, of course. Now, we're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more with my friend Bill Medley. If you get a chance to see Bill and Bucky Hurd, you got to do it. It's one of the greatest shows in the entertainment business today. I guarantee you that. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I love that song. You're my soul and inspiration. Gosh, I can remember in the 60s being a disc jockey in the good old days, as they say, and just playing the heck out of that thing. Bill, it's tough for talent like yourself, any talent that has had a lot of songs, to break new material. Because when you go to a Righteous Brothers concert, you want to hear You Lost That Lovin' Feeling. You want to hear You're My Soul and Inspiration, all the other great songs. I mean, how do you break new material?
You know, it's pretty tough, and you're always caught between, I'm at an age, and I feel blessed that I, you know, get to come out and perform to people, and people still want to hear these songs and this and that. As far as, you know, still recording and this and that, it really becomes tough, and Bucky and I have discussed it, that we would record, you know, if somebody came up with really, really great songs, you know, because that's really what it's all about. It starts with a song and pretty much ends with a song. And we will record if, you know, if everything was right, if the songs were right. But at this point, we're very satisfied and feel blessed, like to be coming out there to Florida and being able to perform to the people that fell in love with that music.
Yeah, Unchained Melody, another huge hit. A lot of these songs that were famous that you guys made as a duet were not sung as a duet.
Yeah, they, you know, Unchained Melody was, you know, a lot of people think that either we wrote it or it was written for us, but it was in a movie called Unchained in the 50s, and one of our, Bobby's and my real singing heroes, actually it was Elvis Presley's favorite singer too, was the singer Roy Hamilton.
Oh yeah.
And Roy Hamilton had recorded Unchained Melody, so we knew it from, you know, Roy. And when we went into the studio, Bobby would do a solo and I would do a solo because there was only so many duets we could come up with. I was producing the albums and Bobby said he wanted to do Unchained Melody, so I made the arrangement and all that, and produced it, and Bobby just sang the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And you never know, and it wasn't supposed to be a hit. It was Unchained Melody was on the B-side of a Phil Spector production, Hung on You, but for some reason, all you wonderful disc jockeys took the song and flipped it over, and Unchained Melody became a monster.
Yeah,
and then they put it in Ghost 25 years later and made it even bigger.
You know, I was watching a clip the other night of Ed Sullivan. As you can tell, I live a very boring life. But
yeah.
The clip was you, Bobby, singing with Peggy Lee. That was so cool.
Oh, man, that was, you know, Bobby and I were at an age that we were fans of all those people from that era, even the Sinatra era, and had the pleasure of opening for Jack Benny back in 66. And that was just one of the coolest. I mean, we opened for the Beatles, but we were more excited about opening for Jack Benny. But singing, I think we did Yes Indeed.
Yeah.
With Peggy Lee, and Peggy Lee was just an incredible singer and artist, so we were thrilled to death about it.
Is your daughter still touring with you too?
Yep, she's out there. It's really funny because she was born when I recorded I've Had the Time of My Life.
Really?
And now she's, now she's 31, and she's out there singing I've Had the Time of My Life with me. So it's just wonderful to have her.
She's not only talented, very pretty girl, too, I might add.
Thank you.
You told a story in Branson when you were out there about being a greeter at Walmart. And so several days after I returned to Orlando, I went to Walmart, begged, borrowed, pleaded, and spent a ton of money to buy a Walmart jacket and put your name on it. And
I know. Yeah. No, I still have that. I have it at my Branson house. I have that hanging in the closet, and when I have a spare time, I go down to Branson and make a few bucks. I go down to Walmart.
Do you still live, have a house in Branson? I know you said you wanted to buy dirt.
Yeah, I still have a home there. I don't know how much longer we're going to keep it, but yeah, it was kind of a bucket list. Paula and I, my wife, we kind of designed the house, and my wife Paula decorated it, and it was kind of a bucket list house. It's on 20 acres, and it's kind of a lodge looking house, and boy, I just love it.
Yeah, that's a great area, but there's no doubt about
it.
You know, Tony Orlando doesn't perform there anymore, but he lives there because he just loves the town, as you know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Tell us the story about how the name came about. You told me that once before. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Bobby and I got together, I guess it was about 1962, and we were called the Paramours, and Bobby and I were doing a lot of duets together because we just clicked, you know. It was just kind of one of those magical things, and we were doing all rhythm and blues and from all the great black artists that influenced us. And we were raised in Orange County, and Orange County was a very white county in those days, but there was a Marine base there, El Toro Marine Base, and a lot of the black Marines heard that there was these two guys down at the nightclub singing rhythm and blues, and so they started coming down, and there was a saying at the time that, you know, if you had a neat-looking car or this and that, they said, boy, what a righteous-looking car,
right?
Which meant good. And if they liked you as a friend, they'd call you a brother. And a lot of times, Bobby and I, when we would come to work, they would say, hey, righteous brother, how you doing? Which meant good friend.
Yeah.
We went in and recorded a little Latin loopy-loo, and we needed a name because it wasn't the Paramours. It was just Bobby and I. And I think it was Bobby that said, let's use the name that the Marines have been calling us. And we did, and it stuck.
That's such a cool story.
Stuck to the wall.
Yeah, I love that story. Bill, aside from the Florida dates, for other dates, is the website therighteousbrothers.com?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it The Righteous Brothers or Righteous Brothers?
Yeah, The Righteous Brothers.
Bill, I could probably talk to you for about 7 or 8 days and still have more to go. But I will see you on the 19th. Check out therighteousbrothers.com. They're going to be in Sarasota, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Pierce, Orlando, and the Villages in Florida during the next couple of weeks and then on from there. Bill, you are always welcome here, my friend. You know that. I absolutely know that you will never retire, and I appreciate that because we'd be missing out on a lot of great times in the future.
Well, as long as the audiences can hold up, I can hold up. They inspire me.
They're going to hold up for one heck of a long time.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a real joy talking to you, and bless you, and have a wonderful year.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you and your family, and we'll see you on the 19th, okay?
You got it.
Thanks, Bill. Our very special guest, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Ron, thank you very much. It'll be great to see you and the missus down there, and maybe we can catch a drink or something.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee Thursday demanded to know where Vice President Kamala Harris has been after the fall of Afghanistan. Speaking to Newsmax.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? They're going to have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, the show premiered on the Investigation Discovery Channel last month in its fourth season. It's a great show. I just love watching this. And it's going to be streaming along with the first three seasons starting on September 21st on Discovery Plus. And it is called Reasonable Doubt. Joining us right now is Fatima Silva. Hi, Fatima. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so much.
First of all, I got to tell you, that is a lovely name. When I saw that come across the boards, I thought, boy, that is very nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I've always hated it majority of my life. You know, it's a very multicultural name, and a lot of people know it, so I'll embrace it.
Absolutely. I was enjoying watching a clip of you on the website today because you were talking about becoming an attorney. Now, Fatima is the California, San Francisco Bay Area. She's familiar with that area because she works with a lot of courtrooms in that area. So you said that the reason at a young age you thought you should be a lawyer was because everything you did in your family, you had to convince them to do it. If you wanted to watch TV, if you wanted to go to the show. So you, at a very young age, became a debater and somebody who was going to convince somebody else's mind to do something other than what they wanted to do.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm the baby girl in a family of boys and in a very, fundamental Christian upbringing. And it was a lot of having to convince people to, you know, even just hear me out.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the show. It's a great show. And it's predicated, of course, on people that were found guilty and later discovered that they were innocent. And that's a tough thing to do. How do you begin that process, especially if the case has aged a little bit?
You know, so what our show does is we're looking actually at cases. We're trying to find out if the person was wrongfully convicted. Families come to us and they say, look, my loved one, my son, my brother, my sister, they have been convicted of murder and they didn't do it. And I've been fighting this uphill battle trying to, win appeals. And they're looking for advocates to help them. So when we look at the case, we really do go in looking as independent experts. And oftentimes we do find that it's probably going to be difficult to overcome a guilty verdict or that the person really did commit the crime. So we have to sit across from the family and give them that honest truth. But our mission in the show is we're either going to free the convict, and if we can't free the convict, then we're going to free the family from this fight, because a lot of families hold on to false hope and they have a lot of questions that have not been answered for years and years. Like you said, some of these cases are decades old, but that's the beauty of our production team. They're able to get the trial transcripts and, the interviews with jurors who served like 20, 30 years ago sometimes. So it's pretty incredible.
What is amazing to me is the fact that how do you distinguish if the family is just not siding with the family member who is incarcerated? I see on the news every night where a guy goes out and he kills five people, and the mother says, he's not that kind of a boy. You know, it's very difficult just to take their word, even to proceed with the process of finding out if they are innocent.
Right. We never, although it matters to us that the family, most of the family members who sit across from us, they are great advocates of their loved ones. So they believe there's no way they could have done it. They're open, some of them, they're open to hearing the truth and to accepting that possibly. But they definitely believe in their loved one's innocence. So that's one thing that fuels us. But at the same time, we're here for evidence. We're here for leads. We just can't sit here and hear you say, well, my son's not capable of that. Not because that may not be true. That's your truth, right? I mean, if you've never witnessed somebody ever be violent and now they're accused of murder, then who's to blame you that you believe that they weren't, capable of doing that? But we're really here to look at all the evidence. So although we appreciate hearing the stories and the backstories, it brings another level of responsibility in our investigation to these families. It really comes down to the evidence.
Is there a ratio, percentage, of people that you deal with or people in general that are not guilty? I mean, is it a large percentage or is it relatively, you can't tell? Is it something that people in the justice system should be concerned about?
I think it is something that is to be concerned about. If they say if even one person is wrongfully convicted, that's an injustice and our system got it wrong. And that should be enough for people to be really disturbed that you hear about people who have been exonerated many years later and they've given 30 years of their life. If that doesn't touch you and make you feel some sense of responsibility and making sure that if you ever serve as a juror that you get it right and that you look at all the evidence, and if there is any reasonable doubt, then you need to hold on to that in that deliberation room, that everybody should feel that sense of responsibility. But the reality is that experts say, between 1% and 5%, and I think it's higher, to be honest, of people incarcerated have been wrongfully convicted. And the more our technology advances, the more we see this happening, phone data advancing, you know, fire patterns, DNA, all of these things. It's, you know, science is still progressing, and we realize that courtrooms have been getting it wrong for years. So it is important for people to look at how it can go wrong, even mistaken identities and just trusting somebody who says, yeah, that's the person. You know, you really have to look at the whole case and all the circumstances and make sure that if you ever serve on a jury, you're asking those tough questions.
Is there any compensation connected to it? I've often wondered. You say somebody, you know, loses 30 years of their life. Are they compensated? Mm-hmm. And if they are, how is it determined?
A lot of times they are, yes, by the state. I think it's different variables. I'm not sure how they determine the amount that a person gets compensated, but I can tell you whatever that amount is, it's not enough.
Right, right, right. Absolutely. What about the ability to sue the judicial system? I mean, can somebody come out and say, look, in the state of California or whatever the case may be, you took away 30 years of my life, I'm going to sue you.
Absolutely. And it's, yes, and they should. If that ever happens to you, even if it's a couple years of your life, you want to hire legal counsel and see if you can get some kind of compensation for that. You know, our system is supposed to get it right. And oftentimes, if they are exonerated and found innocent later, then that means there was a piece of evidence that was out there that somebody either didn't raise, they didn't find. And so, you know, we trust our system to get it right. So you're entitled to some kind of compensation. You absolutely should try and get it.
The show is fantastic, and some of the cases are just unbelievable. I'm just going to mention one because there's so many, and that is the case of a gentleman by the name of Lunsford. I don't think I'm, you know, going beyond saying his name because it's on the show,
mm-hmm.
Justin Lunsford,
mm-hmm.
who felt pressured by the court to plead guilty to a 23-year sentence. Now, you would say, why would you do that? Why would you be so pressured? Well, they threatened him with a death penalty if he didn't plead guilty.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty tough.
Anybody would do that. Anyway, I mean, you're facing the death penalty? Of course you. And somebody's telling you, look, we have this evidence. And we know it happens oftentimes. They're lied to about, this is before the trial, right? So you could say you have certain evidence, and oftentimes they do. Or we're going to have this person testify. And that's enough to scare you and to plead. Now, doesn't mean that that person was wrongfully convicted, not necessarily. It means that they definitely didn't get a fair trial, and they were, you know, likely bullied into a plea deal, and they didn't even have the chance at a trial. So those people really do hold on to their innocence, too. They proclaim it, and then a lot of people will follow them because that wasn't right, having to be forced into a plea deal. And, you know, that's why a lot of states are doing away with the death penalty, so for a lot of reasons, but so that it's not something you can hang over somebody like that.
I never thought of that. That's a very unique twist. I never even thought of that. I always say that in the middle of the night, the truth comes out of a lot of things you do during the day. Do you ever,
oh,
in the
yeah.
middle of the night, think, I should have done it this way, should have done it that way? The guy can't convince these people that the man or the woman is innocent. I mean, just moments of frustration that are human nature.
Absolutely. And these cases, it's hard to shut it off. You know, if you watch
sure.
our show, these are gut-wrenching, brutal crimes. And you want to get it right, not just for these loved ones who believe that, you know, their son or father didn't do it, but also for the loved ones of the victim. Because if this person didn't do it, somebody out there did. And this family deserves justice.
Right.
So I remember when I first met my partner, Chris Anderson, he'd say, you can call me any hours of the night that, you know, we were always put up in hotels during the investigation. He'll say, you could bug me whenever I don't sleep. And I thought, wow, that's got to be rough. You know, how does he go on such little sleep? But after doing seasons of the show, I'm kind of in the same boat. It's really difficult to sleep. Your wheels just keep going, and there's so much to review, and you feel this sense of urgency and responsibility to get it right.
That is the sound of a pro when you think about it after hours. The Reasonable Doubt, now on the Investigation Discovery. It premiered on July 12th. It's Monday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time. But starting on September 21st, it will be added to the first three seasons and stream on Discovery Plus. Fatima, it has been a pleasure. Please join us again. Good luck with the show. You are a very bright and enterprising person, and I love the fact that you've been on here talking about a show that I enjoy, and anytime you want to come back, do so. You're always welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Pleasure's all mine.
Fatima Silva has been our guest, and the show is entitled Reasonable Doubt, Investigation Discovery is the network that it's on. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Edgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. A few years back, there was a show on NBC called Love in the Wild, hosted by our next guest. And the show is coming back. We'll let you know a little bit later on this month when and at what time. But next guest has been on our show in the past. We're going to test her knowledge of whether or not she remembers something, though. Joining us right now, the beautiful Jenny McCarthy. Hi, Jenny. How you doing, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. But before we get into it, I'm going to test your memory, okay?
Uh-oh.
Do you remember a long time ago visiting our studio at Universal? You were with like four or five other girls.
Oh, my gosh.
You had on this. In fact, we have the picture in the office, and I'm looking at it right now. You had on kind of a blue and white checkered sundress. You kind of looked like you were like a Catholic child student.
Wow. I do not remember that particular interview.
Really? There were about five or six of you.
Darn it. You know, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And probably 75,000 interviews later.
Yeah.
But judging from your voice, I'm glad to be talking to you again because you sound like a great guy.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say. Now, you're going to take these couples and you're going to bring them out into the wild. And they've all tried it before. They've all tried speed dating, blind dating, internet dating. But now, out in the wild, they're going to find love. Is this how it goes?
It's exactly how it goes. We take seven guys and seven girls, and we initially have them choose each other based off looks. And within the first 15 minutes after they choose, we throw them into horrific, crazy adventures, more like Survivor meets Fear Factor. And by doing so, you really kind of quickly get to see who that person really is, whether the guys turn into heroes or they turn into victims. And a lot of the girls would, you know, man up and do great. A lot of them turn into princesses. So you really got to see right off the bat who these people were because of those adventures. And at the end of every episode, we have a couple's choice ceremony. And in that couple's choice ceremony, they get to either stay with the person they chose initially off looks, or they can switch them out for somebody else, which, of course, then creates the drama.
Oh, of course.
That happens.
Now, what happens if the girl wants to trade out, the guy doesn't, or vice versa? There's the drama.
That's where it happens. That's, I mean, a lot of the times in this episode, I mean, episodes, you will see a guy say, oh, I'm making a connection, and I really want to stay. And I go, okay. And then I go to his partner, and I say to her, would you like to stay with your man who wants to stay with you, or do you want to switch him out? And you would hear, I want to switch him out. So you that's where I think why the format works so well, because you never know what is going to happen week to week and who falls in love and who falls out of love.
Out of love.
Quickly.
Now, see, I've got this idea. Rather than being in this paradise and jumping off cliffs and doing all these things that are dangerous, exploits in the jungles, the beaches, the caves, what they should do is really put them in a true environment of life as a couple. Have them go out and do the laundry, do the taxes, go grocery shopping, you know, fix the car, make a mortgage payment. That's tougher than being in the jungle.
That's actually very funny. But, and true. I mean, wouldn't that be, that's actually, you probably just came up with a new show.
I want you to host it.
Love in the Laundry Room.
Love in the Laundry. Wait a minute, there's a movie like that out already, but that's another deal, right? When you're in this paradise, I mean, everybody thinks it's going to be like wine and roses, but as I mentioned earlier, you're jumping off of one of them as a 40-foot cliff. I mean, that's love. I guess it's got to be love because you wouldn't do it for not love.
You know, that's what makes the show so unique is no one goes on dates like this, I'll tell you.
No.
You know, there was one where they had to be lowered into a well, the girls, to dig through snakes to get a seashell in order to finish and win. But, I mean, it was really mind-blowing to me because a lot of times I was like, oh, my God, a Navy SEAL wouldn't do half of these things.
Right, right.
But I realize now this is the adventures really – not only are they shock TV and fun to watch, but they do hold a very strong purpose in our show, which mimics the paying bills, if you will. It mimics hard things. You know, whenever you're in a difficult situation, you tend to take it out on the person that you are with romantically.
Right.
So you do see that happen on the show versus the show that's only about, you know, turning the person on in a mansion.
See, I wouldn't be good at this because the most, I guess, exploiting thing that I ever did when I was dating was take a date to a 3D movie. So jumping off a 40-foot cliff would be way out of my realm of reality. You know? I would be one of those guys that turned into a wuss in about 3 seconds. Now, at the end of each episode, the winning couple get to share a beautiful, lavish, 5-star estate, Oasis, and then the ones that didn't really do well, they end up in cabins or tents or lean-tos. I mean, they really get the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, we wanted them to want to win the competition. So the first place does get to stay in a ridiculous mansion. You know, one of those ones you see in those catalogs that you say, I'll never stay in, ever be able to. I mean, they're just gorgeous. And the rest stay in their usual cabins, but the last place losers, do have to stay in a lean-to, which to me is horrific because it's in the jungle. The girls wake up with 70 mosquito bites on their face because they're sleeping outside.
Very romantic.
And it's raining, but like I said, you know, you tear away those false eyelashes And that guy gets to see, you know, who he's really dealing with.
Yeah, yeah, that'll change your mind real quick. You did this in the Dominican Republic?
We did it. Here was Dominican Republic.
But, Jenny, this had to be tough for you, too, being out in the wild.
Let me tell you, it was for me. Because I still had to, you know, they get to be wearing adventure gear. I was still in heels, you know, with having to have my hair look fluffy while it's raining and I'm being eaten by mosquitoes. So I was, you know, my own self was being tested and how well I can hold it together. But at least I wasn't trying to fall in love there.
There you go.
I was just trying to host a great show.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Well, you look great. Now, a quick question here. After the show's over, can some of these singles who didn't really connect in this great society of Dominican Republic and this great environment of paradise, can they reconnect and they say, hey, call up like on a Tuesday night and say, look, we didn't really make it in the jungle, but how about in the streets of Cincinnati?
You know, I think so, because of Twitter, I think, you know, people are going to be, you know, hitting up any of the contestants that don't find love in the wild. Mind you, you date someone you just meet on Twitter. I don't know how else they would, you know, connect with them, but, you know, never say never. But it has worked before.
Next year it's going to be Love in the Laundry, but this year it's Love in the Wild with its host, a delightful lady, and glad that she's with us, Jenny McCarthy. Thank you for being with us, and hopefully the next time you're on the show, you'll remember the last time you were on the show.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. We're a delight.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. You are too, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye. Jenny McCarthy's been our guest.
Okay, hon.
Okay, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And as we mentioned earlier, Love in the Wild is coming back after about a six-year hiatus this fall. We'll let you know the time, the day that it will premiere. And a quick reminder, check our website, ronseggi.com. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
That wraps up hour number one of our show, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank our guest this first hour, the sensational Bill Medley. Boy, I tell you, what a guy. Fantastic singer and just a nice man. Fatima Silva with a new show on the Investigation Discovery Channel called Reasonable Doubt, and the beautiful Jenny McCarthy. Next hour, from a new season of The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, comedian Blake will be on the program, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and we're going to talk about changes in the workplace with David Cochera. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Segi today.